This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, and with me, Melissa Idris. The morning run continues. It's just 37 minutes past 8 in the morning. We're taking you out all the way up to 10 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, Chief Justice Tan Sri Mahmud Rawse and Court of Appeal President Tan Sri Zulkifli Makinuddin tendered their resignations. Pakatan Harapan, if you remember, in 2017 had called the extension of the appointments unconstitutional. The critics said it went against the mandatory retirement limits, as well as unfairly suggesting that there weren't sufficient men and women of quality in those positions, or to fill, rather, those positions. On the line, we have President of the Malaysian Bar, George Varghese. Good morning, George, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. The Star's front page reads, top picks for Chief Justice, with a focus on that the coming appointments could see the two first, a woman and a Sarawakian. But do you think it's premature to talk about who next before truly considering what went wrong with the extensions of Mahmud Rawse and Zulkifli Makinuddin?
Well, the position of the Chief Justice is a very important position in the legal system. So, it's best that that be filled as soon as possible. Hence why the Malaysian Bar, in my press statement yesterday, called for the immediate resignation of the Chief Justice rather than delay till the 31st of July.
Do you, and on the question of what happens after they step down, there's some talk, some call for the judicial appointments process to be reformed before the next people take up those positions. Is it a chicken-egg situation?
Well, the judicial appointment process can be, there must be reforms to the judicial appointments process. There must be more transparency in the manner in which judges are appointed and selected. And even the composition of the Judicial Appointments Commission ought to be changed to have better representatives from all sectors involved in the appointment of judges. So perhaps that should come first before the appointments of the new CJ and the President of Court of Appeal.
George, just to come back to what you said a little earlier about how you would have wanted them to step down almost immediately. They, both of them, did say that they wanted to have some time to allow for their duties to be completed first. Do you think that was a reasonable request?
I believe whatever duties that they need to perform can be undertaken by others in the judicial system. And so there's no real necessity for them to continue to be in those positions till the 31st of July.
Would there be any impact to the judgments that have been made by either judge if their appointment was deemed unconstitutional, which was, I believe, an argument of the Malaysian Bar, especially, you know, the case of Indira Gandhi, for instance, the unilateral conversion case that was presided over by Tun Rawse?
Well, there is a possibility of a party adversely affected by any decision made by either of these judges to challenge the decision on the grounds of quorum failure. And if there is such a challenge, it is possible for the decision to be set aside.
George, I want to come back to this question of reforming the process. There's a lot of talk with the government that they engage in a thoroughgoing institutional reform process. How bad is the situation with the judiciary?
Well, I think over, especially after these appointments, the perceptions of lack of independence of judiciary is there. And so that is something which need to be corrected immediately in order for the public to have confidence in the system. So the reforms in the judicial appointment process is one of the things that must be done as soon as possible.
Right. So you're referring to the Judicial Appointments Commission, the JAC. The effectiveness of this commission has been called into question simply because, you know, they can only make recommendations to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister is not under any obligation to follow these recommendations. But to change this or to reform this would require changing, amending the Constitution. Is that right?
Perhaps you need to change the constitution. You also will perhaps need to look at the Judicial Appointments Commission itself and amend the act pertaining to that.
What would you like to see? What would the Malaysian bar like to see in terms of reform and changes to the Judicial Appointments Commission?
Like I said earlier, what we would like to see is a holistic reform of the judiciary to strengthen the independence of the judiciary. And this, amongst others, would include revamping the appointment process of judges, a more transparent way of distributing cases to judges, and the manner in which panel of judges are determined and the type of cases decided by the panels.
George, two names appeared on the front page of the Star this morning. Federal Court Judge Tan Sri Zainun Ali and Chief Judge Tan Sri Richard Malanjun. Do you think it's too early, or is this unfortunate that these names are being put out in the public? They might be politicized, because there's a strong feeling that the states of Sabah and Sarawak need to be more visible in our institutions. There's also been calls about gender parity. Will all these colour the choice of a federal court? Colour the picks for Chief Justice and Court of Appeal President?
I hope not, because the appointment of the Chief Justice, I believe, just like any other appointment of judges, should be based on merit and also seniority. So these, I think, should be the paramount considerations when appointing Chief Justice. And apart from the current judges in the federal court, there's also a possibility, or it is time for that senior and capable members of the bar be also considered for high judicial positions of this nature.
Thank you so much, George. That was the president of the Malaysian Bar, George Varughese. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.